When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hunt Friday, July 22nd edition of the program. We have an assault of Lee Zeldin, an assault on the Republican contender for governor in New York. Some are even calling it an attempted assassination by a drunk maniac who had a edged weapon in his hand as he attacked Lee on stage. Got some updates for you on that case. And for anybody with a familiarity with the bail reform law in New York, you won't be surprised at the craziness that has ensued. We'll get into that. Plus, do masks work? Japan, a case study. Give you the latest update from the country that is perhaps the highest mask country in the entire world, at least for a large country, and what's going on there. Plus, the libs, they want you to sweat through your clothing and eat bugs, peasants, to save the planet. They're actually writing stuff over at CNN Opinion about this. I've got some thoughts for you on that. And also, don't have a 15-foot snake as a pet. Important safety tip on this Friday for everybody. Got a news story out of Pennsylvania on that one. We'll get into it in a second. Summer vacation is in full swing. It makes it important to protect yourself from identity theft while you're traveling because you won't even know about it till you get back, right? You got to prepare yourself for someone stealing your wallet or your purse, too, while you're out there, where there's so much personal info kept. Your credit cards, your driver's license, that's more than enough for identity thieves to steal your identity. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Your personal information gets exposed so often, making it dangerously easy for someone to steal your identity. Protecting your identity can be easy with LifeLock by Norton, however. You gotta check out LifeLock. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own, like crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. So no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Identity theft protection starts here. I've been a LifeLock user for years, and it has really helped me out. It'll help you out, too. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year with my name, Buck, B-U-C-K, as the promo code. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go online to LifeLock.com and use promo code Buck for 25% off. That's promo code Buck for 25% off at LifeLock. Got to get it. Got to see it. So we have a gubernatorial race in New York between Kathy Hochul, who is so dumb and so inept that it is just amazing, actually. It's like a performance piece. You just want to listen to this woman say the dumb things and just read off the prompter with this look in her eyes of never having comprehended anything of any importance. But she's the governor because Cuomo was too grabby. He should have been out of office for sending COVID-positive seniors back into nursing homes on order of the state, as well as covering that up. Probably should have gone to prison for that. But anyway, wow, the Cuomo brand. It's been a rough time. Let me explain what I mean by rough. It means my brother was making millions at CNN, and now he's trying to be a fireman in Long Island, except he said it was too much work. And I may run for attorney general of the state of New York, except nobody wants me. Actually, Democrats want me because they're sheep and they'll vote for anybody. So that's the Cuomo update for you. He's gone. He's no longer in the mix. And you have Hochul and Zeldin. Now, Zeldin is a congressman from Long Island. And I've talked to Lee Zeldin a bit. And, you know, he's a good guy. And he would do a good job, I think, as governor of the state of New York. Certainly far better than Kathy Hochul. And he was up on stage talking about bail reform, which has been a disaster for the state of New York. Because, you know, you actually do want, when people are arrested, and this may be a shock to the libs, you generally want it to be a somewhat unpleasant experience, you know, within limits here. But, you know, it's not supposed to be like, oh, you just stole $1,000 of stuff. Well, here's some Hershey's Kisses and a pat on the back. Show up in court in a few weeks where we won't even give you a sentence. Oh, okay. I got to steal $1,000. I get a pat on the back and a quick processing, not being held for a few days. No time to think about it. Look at it this way. Remember when you were in grammar school? Did we call it primary school or grammar school? Those are different things. Grammar school is what most people say, right? Yeah. In grammar school, you know, what would they give you when you were a little kid, when you were naughty? They'd give you a timeout. Now, that means that you're not having as much fun. Your freedom has been taken away temporarily, freedom to do whatever you want. But it also usually makes you reflect a little bit. Why am I in timeout? Why am I? The rest of the kids are having a water gun fight. I'm sure those are banned now because water guns, even if they're pink and look like lasers, so scary, firearms. So, you know, that whatever. But the point is, if you're dodgeball, I was going to say dodgeball, can't do that anymore either. Too Darwinian.
What about the kids who always get hit first in dodgeball? They never get over it.
But you get what I'm saying. They make you sit on the side because you were naughty. If you stole, you know, a couple of Susie's cookies from your classmate, you know, they tell you to go sit on the side. So you think about what you've done. And so that it's trying to reinforce, don't do this. And the problem we have with the bail reform law is that it's essentially, oh, you get arrested, you get processed, and then you just get out. You just get out, including, in this case, is what I'm thinking about this, a guy, now he had an edged weapon. It was kind of a weird looking edged weapon. I've seen it almost looks like a cigar chopper or something he had in his hand. And the guy's drunk. So look, it's an assault. It's disgusting. It never should have happened. He's a politician up on stage. This is a major, violation of what we can accept in our society. And it does go to the core of whether we can even have politicians feeling safe up on stage. But people are saying it was an attempted assassination. I mean, it was certainly an assault on a politician on stage. Assassination might be going a little bit further than I think what I've seen on the video, although I'm open to being told that I'm wrong on this. But the point is, it's completely unacceptable and a real violation, even if it was just a felony assault. And they're charging felony assault. They're not charging attempted murder. So I just want to note, you know, people are saying it's an attempted assassination. The guy who showed up with a gun and said, I want to kill Kavanaugh, which we know just happened a few weeks ago. Isn't that interesting? A conservative justice, a conservative running for governor. But all the political violence comes from the right. Interesting. Just take note of that one for a second. You have a gun. You say you want to go kill a Supreme Court justice. That does feel like you are somebody who is en route to an assassination. You're a drunk imbecile who gets on stage, assaults a member of Congress who's running for governor, you've committed felony assault. Is it an assassination attempt? I mean, I've seen the video many times. I'm not sure that if it is, then he should be charged with attempted murder. So just for anyone who's saying it was an assassination attempt, I'll just point out, well, then the charge should be attempted murder. So are we going to get to that? Which means this guy could spend 20 to life in prison, depending on the circumstances. So let's just get, though, to what happened with the guy who assaulted him. He's already out, folks. He was out within 90 minutes. So think about what this says in the state of New York. You can be a lunatic with an edged weapon who assaults a gubernatorial candidate on stage in full view of hundreds of people, broad daylight, televised, the whole thing. You will be out walking around going to the store to pick up a sandwich in less than 2 hours. Does that feel like a good idea to anybody? Does that seem like a sensible policy? Especially given that, what do we keep seeing? Starbucks closing down the stores, all these different people, all these individuals coming forward to say that they are, or these companies coming forward as well to say they're shutting down their businesses because of just the rampant criminality that's going on, just constant assaults and theft and all of these things. You have to stop people from doing these things. And the state actually is supposed to be the one that does that. Otherwise, people are going to start doing it. And that's a whole other thing. And that's not what we want. So there are a few points here, but just the fact that you had a candidate speaking about bail reform, he's attacked on stage by a guy with a weapon while he's talking about bail reform, and the guy who attacks him is out in less than 2 hours walking around, going to show up, you know, for a court in a week or whatever it is. Yeah, that's what bail reform does. Does that feel like a good system to anybody? I mean, maybe the guy being held until his actual hearing before a judge might be a little bit more appropriate under the circumstances. Give the guy a little time to reflect, maybe a little time to cool off, maybe a little time to think about what he's done. The guy's probably destroyed his life. So, you know, I think that we can all look at the bail reform law and realize how crazy this is. A friend of mine used to work at the district attorney's office for a long time in New York City, just said this is sending signals to the criminals, which is that it just feels like a big joke because you get out right away. Then the judge also doesn't want to seem too harsh. The whole system is skewed toward, you know, you get arrested. It's your 10th time you're arrested for shoplifting and simple assault or, you know, strong arm robbery in a store or something. It's your 10th time. Well, you know, maybe the 11th is the one that you're really not going to do. And this is what ends up happening. And it's really appalling. But this is what Democrat ideas, what they do, what they think. If your cell phone service is with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're paying a premium fee every month for data you don't use. Instead of paying $90 a month to your current provider, switch to Pure Talk for your cell service and get talk, text, and data for just $30 a month. I made the switch. You can too. The coverage really is that good. The internet and data speeds are that good and that consistent. You keep your cell number and your own cell phone. The only thing that changes is the money you save and the company you rely on. And trust me, you can rely on Pure Talk. If you're ready, join me in switching to Pure Talk now, and you'll get a month free. Grab your cell phone and dial #250 and then say Clay and Buck. With Pure Talk's no-risk money-back guarantee, you will not regret this. Dial #250 and say Clay and Buck. Sign up and get a month free. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless. Go check it out today. Dial #250, say Buck. Say Clay and Buck. Pardon me. Say Clay and Buck. And you'll be switching over. It's fantastic. All right. Now, I also have the situation in Japan to talk to you about for a second. Japan is the most compliant when it comes to masking. Mask compliant country, I think, in the world. South Korea, Japan, those are probably the two, right? Singapore also, but that's a very, very small country, so I'm not counting that the same way. Japan's got over 100 million people, and here we are, right? Here is the situation as of today. Yesterday, Japan had 186,000 COVID cases confirmed by the government yesterday. Actually, I've seen a number that was even a little higher than that. So let's say it's just shy of 200,000 people getting COVID. Now, put us, they're going to say, oh, but the hospitalizations, the vaccines, blah, blah. They're going to start saying all this stuff. No. Hold on a second. They're all masked. How can the country that is the best at masking have 200,000 cases in a day in the summertime? Does anyone want to answer that one for me? Riddle me that, folks. Anyone want to try that one on?
But they're not masking up hard enough. They didn't double mask, triple mask. Why won't they triple mask?
You see what's going on in New Zealand? New Zealand is having hospitalizations and deaths from COVID skyrocketing. The lockdown countries that truly locked down, we never really locked it. We did the dumbest imaginable thing, had no chance of working. Partial lockdowns. Let's make sure everyone gets COVID, and we're going to allow the free movement back and forth of people for the most part all over the country. And we're going to set up National Guard at airports to like look at people. Oh, that'll scare the virus. But we're not actually even going to lock down. So everyone's going to get the virus anyway. And we're going to shut down parts of the economy randomly and haphazardly to do economic damage to people. We're going to spend trillions of dollars to create fake economic prosperity or fake economic stability. And we're going to do all that so we can have everyone get COVID anyway. That's what we did. We had the dumbest possible plan. At least in Australia, where they went full totalitarian lunatic, you could say, well, they did not. They refused to allow anybody in or out for like over a year. So if you're not allowed to go to the country and it's an island and they don't have a lot of illegal immigration, you could say, well, yeah. But what was the problem that all of us were saying all along? At some point, you probably have to go back to being a normal country. And Australia's bet was we're going to lock down hard and we're going to stop everyone from getting the COVID. It's kind of close. Australian accent's really hard, actually. It's like not easy. Everyone thinks you Americans, we think we can do it. And then it sounds like we're doing kind of a British accent from somebody who's like already a few Guinnesses in the hole. So anyway, they figured they're going to look down. And however, they found themselves still getting the COVID because now they bet that the vaccines would stop all of it. The vaccines didn't stop at all. So we know that didn't work. So what else do we have to think about that? Well, the masks stop it? Nope, they did not. Imagine this. If masks even worked like 30% reduction level, you know, you never hear the numbers, right? If they worked, don't you think you would be told all the time 30%? And that wouldn't even be great. I mean, that still means everyone's going to get COVID anyway. It just means a little bit slower. But the real data, if you look at it, they think that for influenza, using N95 masks in medical laboratory settings, for measles, highly contagious respiratory virus in a laboratory setting, but a real world setting, they think that a properly fitted N95 mask reduced the risk of getting measles or something like 15%. Oh my gosh. Imagine if you were selling a birth control that you're like, hey, it is 15% effective. You'd be shopping for Father's Day cards pretty quickly, or people would be getting them for you, I guess. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, there's that. Oh, and I mentioned CNN. I love this. CNN has an opinion piece up, which is just, it's symbolic or emblematic of the broader view that they're now saying that it's super hot, as everyone knows, in the U.S. and in Europe. I think the U.K. just had its hottest day since, you know, the time of Henry VIII or something, or maybe longer than that. I just made that up, but it's been a long time. And now they're saying that air conditioning is bad for the climate, meaning like the global climate. So you're supposed to sit there and just like drip in sweat. And you know that slow breathing you do when it's really hot? We're all supposed to do that because they think in 50 years, the global climate will be 1 degree Celsius warmer than it is right now. So for the next 50 years, you're not supposed to use air conditioning in the summer, according to the libs. Oh, and also you should probably eat bugs. Eat bugs. Because meat, too damaging to the environment. We're having Burger Day, Shake Shack Friday here in the Freedom Hut, NYC. But they want us to be eating bugs. Shake Shack, Cockroach and Cricket Day, not as exciting. Not as good. No, even if it's deep fried. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say thumbs down. Oh, and I just saw this. A state trooper in Pennsylvania got a call to go to a home where someone's 15-foot python. Okay, think about this, folks. A 5-foot snake is an, oh my God, that's a pretty big snake, especially if it's a python. A 15-foot python looks like it was in a movie with Jennifer Lopez 15 years ago, set in Brazil, called Anaconda, okay? A 15-foot long python in your home is an invitation to disaster. What do we think happened here? Remember, snakes, you think cats don't care about you? I don't know if people are going to argue with that. Snakes only care about you as food, like literally food. You are not a source of food. You are the food. And the 15-foot boa constrictor wrapped itself around this guy, and it was choking him out. He called 911. Remember, the boa constrictor, it's so big and strong, he actually couldn't get it off him because it's stronger than he is, because it's freaking huge. And the cop had to show up and blow away. He had to shoot the boa constrictor's head while it was still on the guy. Moral of the story, no pet snakes, period. I mean, you could argue with me if it's so small that your toy poodle could take it in a 1v1, okay? But no big pet snakes, please. Not a good idea. Evolution, they're not our friends, all right? The reptiles are not our friends. That's it for today, everybody. Have a great weekend. Shields high.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.